Malcolm X Park, in honor of Juneteenth 2020, is followed by this footnote. After the urban turmoil of the 60s summers, Black Oak Park on the western edge of University City in Philadelphia was renamed Malcolm X Park, with a bandstand for music, drama, and preachers. In 2019, it became the focal point for the city's annual Juneteenth celebrations. Malcolm X Park. Curbed, a dark bronze matron of the hunt, held in check a wound-up spike-eared runt in her left fist, and in her right, two docile, one colossal, breeze. A motley crew. "You babysit dogs?" I winked and presumed while rush hour wheels of all sorts zoomed by us, five commoners on foot. "No, all mine." How multicultural, I thought. Then 12 paws sprang, two clogs in tight pursuit for the park. Encounters like this uproot old superstitions. Black folks do this, white folks do that. No household pooch had we. The bright heart mother mourned in her youth's moody land died from chicken bones. Some strange evil hand. Grown and wed, she had no scraps to spare, no loss fed. Besides, landlords hated pets, sometimes a kid. Once, a park-bound teen, I babysat Sis. Terrified, Doberman teeth lunged. I spat, "Is he untied?" "Nope, a benched slack rope." His porcelain mistress, greener grass on her mind, sighed, oblivious. Nevertheless, the park turned with the world. Gone with the wind, bright, tiny flowers swirled, jazz, gospel, hip-hop planted in their place. Supplanted? Well, even the bard now has space.